Praise the Lord. The Lord is good, and that is His nature. Wow. Yeah, today I'm very happy that I'm going to share with you something in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. The scripture says in Luke 9:23 that, "And He said to them all, if any man would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me." Today I want to talk about taking up the cross. We have heard the phrase, we all have our cross to bear. Although it is a nice quote, Jesus is the one that bore a cross for our sins. None of us can imagine what that was like for Him, and to take it lightly does a great disservice to the sacrifice that God and His Son made so that our sins would be forgiven. Think about the most difficult thing that you've ever done. Now, think about the greatest pain that you've ever endured. Then think about the greatest sacrifice that you've ever made on behalf of another person. Now, imagine doing the exact same thing for everyone that has and will ever live. This is the sacrifice that Christ made so that we may live. What does God ask in exchange for this sacrifice? That we take up the cross daily and follow Him. What do you do every day? Every single day that you are living, can you honestly say that you take up the cross every day? We all have doubts and anxieties, worries and regrets. The Lord asks that we put these aside and follow Him. Given the hectic schedules and hassles that all of us must endure, this can be a very difficult task. It is hard to keep our mind on the thing when we have so many things to distract us. But we must try. We must make all of our efforts to take up the cross and go after Jesus Christ. I find it remarkable how wise and how selfish Jesus was in His last moment. He does not think of Himself. He's teaching until His last breath, and He shows how much He cares through His actions and words. We must hope that we can be a little bit more like Him. How can you take up your cross and follow Him? Ask yourself this question, but more importantly, ask the Lord to show you the best way you can take up your cross every time you get a chance. Let's pray. Dear Lord Father, we thank You for the gift of this word. It is working exceedingly in our lives. And we have a question in our hearts, that how can we take up our cross and follow You? We ask ourselves this question, but more importantly, we ask this question to You, Lord. Please provide an answer for us always, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.